Welcome to Physique Star Radio, hosted by Ian Lauer. Physique Star Radio brings you wall-to-wall coverage of NPC and IFBB men's physique competitions, personalities, competitors, lifestyles, training, and all the latest news you could ask for. Now, here's your host, Ian Lauer.
Welcome to Physique Star Radio. I'm your host, Ian Lauer, and I have a great treat for you today. This is a representation special episode, meaning if you're wanting to make it in the business, and chances are if you're stepping on the physique stage, you want to get into the magazines, you want to get into hosting videos, you want to make it in the fitness industry. And there are a number of ways to get that done, but one thing that can really help you out is having a great manager or agent for representation. And with that being said, I have a couple guests lined up for today, and the first of which will be Adam Silver of Silver Model Management out of New York. Adam, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Ian.
Well, we're glad to have you here. Now, I see you at dang near every national show, I believe, the NPC shows, of course, across the nation. And
that's right.
you're always there, and you always like to make fun of me, and I appreciate that.
Only good fun.
Of course, and that's just it. And it's a good note for competitors and people in the business. You have to be able to laugh at yourself, and you have to have a good time. Because if you can't laugh at yourself and you're not having a good time, you're in the wrong business and you're stepping on the wrong stage.
Right.
I mean, it's not to be said you're not going to be nervous and serious going on stage, but you still have to enjoy yourself. And when it comes
some people actually really take themselves a bit too seriously, and whether it's bodybuilding or physique, they really just need to just take a deep breath, relax, go up on stage and enjoy yourself, because, the crowd catches on fire when they see that you're relaxed and having a good time as opposed to being stiff and uptight.
Well, you're 100% right. And on your Facebook, I noticed your snapshot with the orange rimmed glasses. And I was wishing I could have just borrowed those for the stage.
Well, I was just working with a photographer. Brought a model in for a test shoot for his book, and those glasses were sitting down. So I just picked them up and said, "Shoot me in these," and just he took one picture, and that was it.
That works. That works. Well, you mentioned a couple very important words for physique competitors that may not understand the business, but yet they still want to get into it. You just mentioned book and test shoot. Can you just describe what a book is and what a test shoot is?
I'll even start further back, and then I'll start from the beginning.
Okay.
Because I know that you'd probably want to ask me about, how to get a manager or agent.
Yeah, and further back than that, like we were saying a little bit before, if you could describe just briefly a manager's responsibility and the agent's responsibility and how to get them, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, sure. It's really kind of a gray area between managers and agents. It used to just be that, everybody had an agent that was, a model or a TV star, and the agent is responsible for basically booking work. They're responsible for getting that job, whether it's on, 30 Rock or Muscle and Fitness or something like that. Well, as time went on, managers evolved, and managers really, they're supposed to kind of not be as engaged in terms of getting jobs for the talent, but really, managing contracts, financials. They get deeper into the business relationship than just the day-to-day going and getting jobs for people.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the thing is that really managers and agents are finding that they're often doing the same thing. So that line is being blurred quite a bit. So as a matter of fact, in New York, all of the quote-unquote agencies are really management companies now.
Mm-hmm.
So Ford Models, for instance, is actually a management company. It's quite different. And it's basically because the classification for an agency would be that you're just exclusively getting jobs for people, and you can only take, a certain percentage commission.
Mm-hmm.
Management companies can take a little bit more, but, managers and management companies do a lot more than just go ahead and book a job for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they are responsible for, especially with new talent, developing that new talent. That costs time and money. That costs us time and money.
Right, especially with a new talent that may be completely new to the business and has no idea.
Exactly. Yeah, talent that's new to the business, it's it can take a year to develop.
Mm-hmm.
So, and following on to how to get, in with an agency or a management company, it's actually not as hard as you think. Really, all you need are snapshots of yourself. You don't even need to have professional photos. For men, if it's somebody like us, we're in the fitness industry. Body is very important.
Mm-hmm.
So for guys, usually you can use something like boxer briefs or compression shorts. Take a few good headshots and then take full length shots mm-hmm. from the front and from the back and from the side. And literally, you could send those in. If you happen to have some professional photos, send those in as well. For women, sports bra and shorts works for us.
Mm-hmm.
And again, couple good headshots and then head-to-toe shots from the front, side, and the back.
Now, Adam, you brought up a good point there. You say for the guys, like a boxer brief or compression short. I think some of the guys are under the impression that they have to wear, these tiny little, cock socks, to use a term that may not be appropriate, or have a towel draping off of them, and not understanding that that may not further their career, and it's not going to show you what you necessarily need to see anyway when it comes to booking work.
Yeah, especially if you're like submitting to an agency, you definitely don't want to send in nude shots. That's
mm-hmm.
not going to help you. As a matter of fact, we usually just skip over those, delete them.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what we're looking for.
That's why you keep throwing out my application. Now I get it.
I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry.
Just kidding.
for the most part, just sending in snapshots, as I described,
mm-hmm.
are all that you need.
Mm-hmm.
When you're the next phase is after you get in, then we basically need to work on getting a portfolio done. And when you're thinking of putting together a portfolio, you have to think about what types of clients you're going to be going after. So we have really a huge wide range of talent. A lot of people sometimes think silver model management, they think fitness models, and they think bodybuilders. We're really more than that, because we actually have a TV and film division called Chelsea Talent. So we have character actors and, all different kinds of stuff. But just going back to print itself,
mm-hmm.
We have people that are fitness models to all the way up to, big thugs.
Mm-hmm.
So we have, a wide range of different types of people we have. But the cool thing about it is that everybody's good looking and everybody has a great body. I mean, that's kind of what our spiel is.
Right.
So let's say a new male model comes in, and we're going to start working with this guy. He's 6 feet tall. He weighs about 185 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good if you're going to 85, 90, 185, 190.
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted to get into, say, some sports athletic apparel,
mm-hmm.
We do a lot of that. We do a lot of Under Armour. We do a lot of Nike, Reebok, Adidas, Sports Authority, Dick's Sporting Goods. And basically, if I'm trying to attract those clients, I need to shoot stuff that would be in those catalogs.
Right.
So I'm going to get a photographer that can produce that type of work. So I don't want to go to JCPenney. Sorry, JCPenney's one of our clients, but I don't want to go to JCPenney Photo Studios and try to get a few glamour shots,
But what if they're smiling at the little bird above the camera? Won't that get the picture you want?
Well, not quite. But, just to get straight to the point, whatever your audience is, whatever you think that you're going to book, that's the type of stuff you want to get. Look, it's a fact of the matter that our girls are beautiful. They're not super chiseled out. We do have a few that are. But our girls, we'd like to see them around, say, 5'8", 5'9". That's still kind of taller. We do go with some shorter women as well. I have some girls as short as 5'3". But we want them to have beautiful bodies that are attainable. It's not like a high fashion model where they're super duper skinny.
Right.
And it's not quite like a chiseled out physique competitor, or I should say figure for women.
Right.
We do have women that compete figure, but often they'll soften up a bit. Yelena Abunzu is a great example. She's a figure pro. Awesome girl. I love working with her. I booked her on a MAC Cosmetics campaign last year, that's going to be coming out during Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
And what's cool about it is that she's, just has a body type that can get really hard for shows, but then she can soften up enough to just bring out the beauty in her, her body, her face. So test shoots, think about the audience. Who are we going after?
Mm-hmm.
Sports and athletic clients, you got to get sports shots. You got to get that running shot, stretching, football. If you're going after JCPenney, Kohl's, Kmart, which are clients of ours, then we want to do catalog-type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, I think it's also important for models to understand if they have a unique niche to make sure they get some shots of that. So if I'm a martial artist, so I'm going to get some kicking pictures. Or if someone is an equestrian, they should get some pictures on a horse somehow. I mean, whatever their unique ability is, having it documented, I think, is important as well.
Yeah, absolutely. One of my guys, Mark Sanders, Stan Matthews, they're basketball players, and one of them's like 6'7", and you got to get those basketball shots so that when we're pitching you to Under Armour or Nike, you have those shots to show. Mm-hmm. It's not just I'm a tall guy and I'm looking chill. We want to get some action shots. So.
Well, and that's also important to note. I mean, when these guys are looking to put their book together, you mentioned before having some basic snaps. If you have some professional shots to start, great, but having some basic snaps to get in the door, because chances are you or whoever your representation may become, they're going to want you to come up with some different shots anyway. So it makes sense to have enough shots to get in the door, but at the same time not to blow your entire wad on getting a ton of shots that may not be what your agent needs anyway.
Right. Yeah. It's best not to really go to a professional photographer before going into an agency. You want to let them help you decide what types of photos you need, and then the photographers will be able to produce those shots. Sometimes the talent gets lucky and they actually work with a photographer that can produce some good materials.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, from what I've seen, my own experience, they usually don't come in with shots that we could use.
Mm-hmm.
So,
now, I mean, we have to add some humor here to the show. So what is one of the worst submissions you ever had come in? And this is not to say, don't mention names, but what was like the most ridiculous thing that ever came in where somebody's like, hey, I need you to represent me?
We've had some crazy, crazy submissions. We actually have hundreds of emails in a pile that we have that are people that just unfortunately should not be models or even consider being models.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't even describe some of the photos we've got. I mean, some of them are pretty gross, actually. But these people really believe that they could do it. So, again, won't say any names, and they wouldn't be anybody that you would know anyway.
Right.
So,
But yeah, I imagine you get some dandies really coming in there.
Oh yeah, I mean, sometimes people, the girls will go ahead and take their shirts off and take some photos and send them in and see what happens. And I mean, you could get some big booty, big booty shots. It's crazy.
And not understanding that that's really not going to help them out. And you need to make sure that your shot's not necessarily professional in that they're shot by a professional photographer, but you're representing yourself in a professional light.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Now, I guess any final or any words of wisdom for someone that may be submitting beyond what we've already covered?
I think we covered a lot of stuff.
Okay,
Go ahead.
I was going to say, how about how these guys should handle themselves at the show and how they can use their time on stage and their time at a show to perhaps get noticed?
Well, networking is important, especially if you're going to those shows that are national level, because they usually do have you know, booths set up there with companies. It's great to have maybe some business cards with you, you know, something with a picture on it, even a comp card, if you so desire, and to give to people that are there. You know, I, of course, am at the shows. If you have something like that, I would love to see it. Plus, you know, I meet tons of people at these shows. Most of them, you know, I'm probably not going to end up working with. But if you can give me something that will help me remember you so that, you know, when I get back home to the office, you know, I can remember to reach out and contact you. It's always great to have something with you.
Mm-hmm. And also for these guys thinking beyond the pages. So you mentioned before that you have a number of divisions at Silver where it's not just print work, but shows and things like that. How can these guys and ladies expand into doing perhaps hosting for fitness oriented shows or things like
good
that?
Idea.
What would your advice be on that as to how to help make that happen?
You know, there are, if you have no experience in hosting, if you came to New York, there are hosting classes you can take. Even right next door to my office is Actors Connection. Mm-hmm. And Patricia Stark has an awesome, you know, hosting class. She's really good. There's a guy I met at one of the shows, Tim Tialdo, I believe it is.
Okay.
And you may be able to Google him. I may not be saying his right name properly. But he actually helps people that are trying to get into hosting. And he'll do it over Skype.
Mm-hmm.
So he's kind of like, he's a coach. He's a hosting coach, you could say. And hosting, you know, obviously in this business and fitness is, you know, somewhat big because you have all those infomercials out there.
Oh, yeah.
Some of them are goofy and crazy, but, you know, they can pay well if you get a hosting position. So.
Well, and I've worked in both the hosting position as well as the background fitness model. I mean, I was a fitness model in George St. Pierre's current video, GSP Rush Fit, and also Denise Austin's Tone and Burn.
Yeah.
And those gigs, I mean, they paid, but not really that great. But then if you're hosting, chances are the pay is going to be considerably greater than just being a body in the background. That's what I've noticed, at least.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. You know, and you know, you're thinking about prices can range, you know, for talent anywhere from, you know, as low as $500 up to $15,000 depending on the position you're in. So hosting can be pretty lucrative if you're good at it. You know,
and for
making good money. Yeah.
And for some of our listeners that may not be close to either coast, there are some other things you can do. One thing that I used to do years back was attend these meetings. It's called Toastmasters. And if you just go to Toastmasters.org, I believe, and it just teaches you about public speaking, that's something that can be really beneficial. And if you're able to take, obviously, hosting classes or improv classes, because improv classes teach you, it's not just about trying to be funny. Actually, rather, it's about just using what's already in your head and letting it come out as it comes to you. And those are a couple of classes or a couple of ideas that can help you in your hosting endeavors.
Oh, yeah.
We have
all of our talent go through acting classes. They usually start off with a commercial acting class. If they go to improv, we'll send them over to Upright Citizens Brigade in New York City.
That's awesome. I study here at night.
Yeah, it's a great place. If you want to, you know, get some improv skills.
Mm-hmm.
So all of our people go through that because even if they're not going to be actors, taking a commercial class still helps you out, even in print. It just loosens you up, gets you more relaxed in front of a camera.
Mm-hmm.
You're more attentive to, you know, the production crew and what's going on. But, you know, as I said, we have a fairly extensive TV and film division.
Mm-hmm.
We have people that are in major feature films. I have people that are on primetime TV shows that are co-star level. We don't do any extra work. So, I mean, I've had people on the soaps. I got a 4-year contract for one of my guys.
Nice.
So we do a ton of stuff in TV and film, and it's super important.
Well, and you mentioned that it does help in the still shots as well, and that's 100% true because you can see someone that is – some people are naturals, but you can see where someone is seasoned when it comes to taking a still shot and when someone's not. And oftentimes it seems as if the person that is seasoned – has something going on in their mind, meaning they have a thought process when they're hitting their pose or hitting their shot. which in someone that's new may be just thinking, wait, are my abs tight? Are my abs tight? Are my abs tight? And that's basically it. So I think you're right when it comes to taking these acting classes. If you can have a dialogue in your head, or I guess it'd be a monologue, otherwise you're insane like some of us, but but if something's going on in there, your picture's going to tell a story beyond just, hey, look at my six-pack.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and actually the photographers that we generally will send people to are ones that will help groom the models or the beginner models at that point into becoming models. So they help you with your posing, your facial expressions, stuff like that. And of course, those acting classes really do help because it touches on all of that as well.
Great. Well, a lot of great information for our listeners here, and these physique guys are looking to step they're on stage, but looking to step into the pages of Muscle and Fitness and a number of other magazines. Where can people find you, Adam, if they want to submit to your management group?
You can go to www.silvermodels.com, and there's a section for submitting yourself, or you can just do it directly by emailing newfaces@silvermodels.com. And please attach, you know, some snapshots of yourself as well as any pertinent contact information, any experience you have. And, of course, if you know your clothing measurements, that's great. Try and include all that.
Okay, great. Well, thanks so much for taking the time out of your busy day to share your insight into the business.
No problem. I am a pleasure speaking with you today.
You as well. Have a great night. Well, thanks for joining us, Adam. That's a lot of great advice. And for our listeners, make sure you stay tuned after this short commercial break. We'll be back with Renee Watroba, talent manager out of California.
T28 High Protein Bread is the official bread of RX Muscle. Are you looking to incorporate more protein into your meals or just want to enjoy bread again? Then look no further. Try the 100% natural P28 High Protein Bread. P28 High Protein Bread is a formulated revolutionary breakthrough product packed with whey protein isolate, 14 grams of protein per slice, 12 grams of carbs, 8 essential amino acids, and made with 100% whole wheat. Fear bread no more. Build a better body with P28. Order today at highproteinbread.com. P28 is also now available at bodybuilding.com and many other retailers. Order now. Highproteinbread.com. P28 bread. RX Muscle approved. So are you from Australia paying far too much for supplements with the inflating whey and amino prices? Why not check out the all-new RX Muscle Australia for the latest Australian and worldwide content and coverage. While you're there, check out Bulk Nutrient Supplement Store, the official supplement store for RX Muscle Australia. You can visit Bulk Nutrients at bulknutrients.com.au, your one-stop shop. And also check out the all-new rxmuscle.com.au. RX Muscle Australia, the truth in Australian bodybuilding.
RxMuscle.com. Now you have a place to turn when you want the truth on bodybuilding, diet, and exercise. Up-to-the-minute news and more. Visit the RxMuscle.com forums featuring celebrity Q&As with IFBB professional athletes, top amateurs, and the brightest minds in the industry. Listen to our weekly radio shows including Heavy Muscle Radio, Muscle Girls Inc., After Hours, and more. Contest coverage, videos, even our own social networking site, RX Muscle Place. Visit RxMuscle.com.
Welcome back to Physique Star Radio. As promised, joining us now is talent manager out of California, Renee Watroba. Renee, how are you today?
I am great, Ian. How are you?
Oh, I'm living the dream. So I'm glad to get you on the show finally. For our listeners that don't know, Renee is someone that helped me in my career the first couple years, 2-3 years here in California, booking work. So I wanted to bring her on to share some ideas and stories and everything that you need to know when it comes to either getting a manager, an agent, or just booking work in the industry.
Sounds good.
So we asked, there will be a lot of the same questions we asked Adam because it's good to get different perspectives. And we started way back at the beginning as what the difference is between, say, a manager and an agent, and how you go about getting one or the other. So I guess if you could enlighten us as to that, that'd be great.
I guess because I've been both, but I would say a talent manager can do more than an agent can. Mm-hmm. A manager can you know, go beyond the breakdowns on, you know, certain breakdown services, like LA Casting and Breakdown Services. So a manager can, you know, search for more, more jobs, you know, and do more negotiations. A manager is kind of like a person also that develops a person's career, you know, so a person, you know, like I, you know, obviously people know I take care of James Ellis, so not only do I submit him for work, but then I also, you know, take care of his daily calendar, do all negotiations of his contract. So the talent manager is like an assistant, an agent, you know, a secretary, pretty much all that in common, so.
Well, and it gets even more blurred and confusing, though, because a lot of the agencies are becoming boutique agencies.
Mm-hmm.
So they're taking on a little bit more responsibility when it comes to management style, what would be management's responsibilities. And then managers are doing a little bit more when it comes to helping agents or helping talent find work as well. So it is really tricky if you're new to the business.
Yes. Oh, no, and it is. I mean, it comes down to your personal preference. And honestly, my best advice to anyone, regardless of an agent or a manager, it can be, like you said, both, but it should really come down to the person and the person that they choose to be passionate about their career. So they can have an agent, like you said, that can act like a manager, but if they're not passionate about that person, they may not get the special attention that a manager just may give on their own. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, so, yeah, definitely.
You know, because when you're in an agency, you are with 100, could be thousands of people. When you're with a manager, usually managers only have, you know, it depends on the person, they can have 5 people, 10 people at the most.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you'll get a lot more special attention when you have just a manager on your own.
Well, and then something else to consider, too, is the shaping of your career. Now, some mm-hmm. agencies will help you with it, but a manager can really help shape your career. And I believe it was Personal Manager's book that they have out here in L.A. and New York, the one with the paper cover.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And basically, they describe the difference as a manager being the person that's going to create the commodity, where the agent is the person that's really selling the commodity.
Exactly. That's
And it used to be years ago that only the big names would have managers, but now people are understanding that, first off, if you don't know how to shape yourself and you don't know where you're trying to go, a manager can really help you do that.
Oh, you know, definitely. I mean, you know, I have a good friend of mine who's Kellen Lutz's manager. He was also his agent at one time, but he went back to being a manager. And it's because as a manager, he felt better because he can shape his career. You know, and, you know, so he's gotten Kellen, he actually got Kellen on Twilight before he was an agent, you know, so,
mm-hmm.
You know, like I said, I think it comes down to personal preference, but again, on my reports, I think, yeah, I can't, you know, like a manager can definitely give you the branding, can do all the things like, you know, especially when talent are on a gig or, you know, doing shoots or whatever, a manager's there to answer all the calls, do all the bookings, do all the scheduling, where an agent won't really necessarily do that.
Mm-hmm. Now, what are some tips or, I guess, the procedure for trying to get into an agency or management group?
What's the tips and procedures?
Yeah.
You mean like how? You mean like what do you think is the best way to go about it?
Well, yeah, because a lot of the guys that are going to be listening are basically just coming straight off of the stage, and they say, you know what, I want to get into the magazines, or I'd love to be, you know, hosting a show or whatever the case may be, and they have absolutely no idea as to how to make that happen or how to get into an agency. So what would you say are the basic guidelines for how to submit to an agency or manager?
The basic guidelines, first of all, is to, you know, obviously get the best pictures possible. That includes, you know, a headshot. You know, you don't want to limit yourself when you go into, if you're a fitness model, you don't want to limit yourself just to being a fitness model.
Mm-hmm.
So when you approach an agency or a manager, you want to give them a broad spectrum. So you will definitely want to get a really good headshot. Obviously, you'll get your fitness, you know, body shots. You know, you want to include that as well. But then, you know, a resume of what the things you've done and your goals. You know,
mm-hmm.
I think that's the most attractive about anybody. You know, that comes to me is, you know, somebody that shows me that they want more, you know. And when it comes down to agencies and managers, referrals, I would talk to a bunch of people that you know, and research. Do a lot of research, you know, on the people that you come into contact with, you know, from agencies to managers, you know. So, you know, for myself, I get a lot of phone calls about people asking, you know, what agencies do I think are the best? You know, I've worked with a lot of them. You know, I do have my special preferences. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think by, you know, just asking a lot of questions, but you also have to be realistic and don't just stop at one person. You know, submit to a few agencies that you have, you know, that's your favorite. You know, a few managers that, you know, are your favorites, and see who's, again, who's going to be end up being the most passionate person. And another question, too, a lot of people don't do is instead of the agencies and the managers interviewing you, you should be interviewing, the talent should be interviewing the manager or the agent. They
right.
should be asking questions like, what are you going to do with me? What is my brand? How are you going to sell me? You know, because it's a partnership. So that's another thing they should do is treat it as a partnership for life.
Well, and that's where a lot of talent kind of lose focus and don't understand what's going on, because really a good manager and a good agent is going to be working for you. And you mm-hmm. want to make sure that the person that's working out of your corner knows what they're doing and they have a similar vision as to
exactly.
your vision.
Mm-hmm. So oh, yeah. I did sales forever, and I couldn't imagine – you know, somebody coming to me and just like plopping in front of me and be like, okay, you know, what are you going to do? I don't know. But, you know, and honestly, you know, because back in the day when I started this business with James, it was a whole different business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nowadays being a fitness model is pretty much, especially in California, everybody's a fitness model. So,
yes, and I think it's important, and this is something that a lot of the guys and gals that have been published should be sure to distinguish themselves as a published fitness model. And I don't know that people are doing this or not, because you know, so many people are taking pictures and calling themselves something that they've never done, not for pay.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't. There's definitely promotion and self-promotion when it comes to using social media. Yes, by all means. But a lot of people are calling themselves things that they've never done. So I think it's important that if you have been published, or if you know you've been featured in maybe like a rising star or something, to make sure that you make note of that, so people understand that you're not just snapping shots solely in the bathroom.
Yes, definitely, I agree. I've seen enough, though. Thank you very much.
I mean, but there is something to be said for progress pictures, and again, using social media to get out there. Yes, definitely. But understanding the difference between taking a snapshot in a mirror and being a professional as well.
Yes, I agree, and you should have, because the more professional you submit yourself, the better and the more appealing you will be to the possible agent or manager. So it's just like a job interview. And I think that a lot of people don't realize that this is a job,
mm-hmm.
you know? So when you're submitting to people, you don't want to do it half-assed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to really take your time, make yourself, because that's your, it could be your one and only opportunity
mm-hmm.
for that person to open it up. And if I open up an email and like you said, I see a bunch of bathroom pictures or, you know, a bunch of Speedo pictures and stuff, I don't take them seriously. And
right.
I probably will never call or look at them again.
Well, I mean, when I first talked with you, I mean, I had a book full of Speedo, and you wouldn't answer my calls for months. So
I don't want to take your call, Ryan, but you can call me. I don't know why.
No, and this is interesting because when we had Adam on the line earlier, you know, he said basically, you know, we want to see something like a compression short or something like that, so we can see your body, but not a ridiculously over exposing shot, which makes sense.
That's what I mean. There's a difference. There
right.
are, yeah, you know, there's like, you know, where people are wearing, you know, obviously, you know, shorter shorts and stuff. There's a difference. If you're sending me fitness pictures like that in a Speedo, I've seen those before, but if you're pulling down your Speedo, or, you know,
yeah.
you know what I mean? Like
the guy doing the thumb hook. Like, why are you doing a thumb hook?
Yeah. That's not fitness modeling. That's not for porn. You know, that's
a pay per click right there. That's a pay per click. Yeah. Now, so the other thing, and it's interesting, the difference, he was saying basically, you know, a good snapshot, you know, front, back, and a good snapshot of your face, and not necessarily getting a professional portfolio put together, but on the flip side, you're saying, you know, make sure you present yourself in the best light. And this for our listeners is just to show you that managers and agents across the country, they don't have the exact same belief always. There are personal preferences, just like there are personal preferences to what color shorts you're going to wear on the stage and what color shorts the judge thinks is best. So make sure that you do what you're comfortable with when it comes to submitting for representation.
Right. Yeah. And it is. And again, you know, like I said, and everybody's going to look at everything differently. But if you, you know, like I said, take your time and really figure out what you want to do. That's another thing. If you are in this business just for the fame of it, then it's probably something you shouldn't do. This is a lot of hard work. You know, and that's another thing when people come to me as a personal preference, because, again, I think managers are about shaping people's careers.
Mm-hmm.
My question is always to them is, like, do you want to be famous? And if they say yes, I usually have to delve in further. I got to see what's behind that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because realistically, especially in fitness, that's not always going to happen. You know, how many famous fitness models can we really name? You know,
right.
So, and, you know, people that are making a ton of money at it. So I want to know bigger and bigger goals. Like, why do you want to be famous? And what are you going to do with this career? What, how are you going to be an asset to the fitness world? Or what's beyond it? Do you want to be an actor? Do you want to be, you know, in commercials? What is, there's got to be more to it than just being famous.
Well, and I think that a lot of competitors need to understand that the business is more than being pretty. The business is more than being in shape because, yeah, anybody can – not anybody, but a lot of people can get booked on a photo shoot occasionally, and that's great. But if you really want to make a career out of it or book on a regular basis, there is so much more and so much work that goes into it that if you're not ready to step up to the plate, then you might as well not even enter the park.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Because I have so many pretty faces in my email, that I could, you know, I can get on any shoot that I want, you know, but the people I reuse, you know, are people that I believe in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, those are the people that I know that, A, are going to show up on time, do a great job, that, you know, are going to be asked to come back by the client or the magazine or whatever, you know, because those people are representative of you, you know, as soon as you send them out there too. So
a few points there for our listeners to keep in mind. If you are booked on a gig, you show up on time.
Mm-hmm.
You have an appropriate level of tan.
Yeah, you
are courteous, and you want to act as in a way that would make the client want to bring you back.
Mm-hmm. Look at what happened with you in Muscle and Performance.
Right.
You know, you knock that out of the park.
Well, I'm like a fungus. Once I get a hold, I really or a mold. I'm moldy.
We'll talk about that after we're off the air. I got a letter Ian.
No, but that is true. Like Muscle Performance, shot with them. I don't even know how long ago. And yeah, since then shot with them again, and then I've worked their booth at two Arnold's and two Olympias, or one Arnold and two, I don't remember which time it started, but, you know, the two major shows, I worked their booth, and that was a part of basically getting in there and being myself and having some fun with the crew, and, you know, they decided they wanted to use me some more.
Oh, yeah, that's like the same thing with David Camarelli. When I got David Camarelli's very first muscle and fitness cover,
mm-hmm.
They actually came down to two guys because what had happened was a celebrity fell out. This was years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they had called me and they asked me to submit two guys. And I submitted David and another gentleman. And they both came because David lived in Utah at the time. And he flew in and the other person lived in L.A. And they both shot at the same time, you know, for the cover. And they selected David.
Mm-hmm.
It was the one with the meat was the first cover. And then he just wowed them so much that he got a second cover and mm-hmm. then he got a third cover, and he has now got one of the best relationships with Muscle and Fitness that I've seen with anybody. He's still working with them to this day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you know it's how, you know, if you walk in there like all pompous and thinking you're all, you know, hotter than anybody else in this world, they're not going to use you again. You know what I mean? They're just not.
Right. Thanks for coming by. See you on the flip side. Yeah, that's true. And it is funny, especially at some events where people come in and they really think that their excrement does not stink. And they just are all about, you know, how hot they are. And not understanding that a lot of times when they're meeting other talent or other people that may not currently be hiring them, at some point in the future, they may be part of that decision whether they get hired or not. And you want to make sure that you're at least courteous to people and understand that, you know, everybody's here for the same reason.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, you just want to treat the whole crew really well. You know, like I know some, like even James does, you know, whenever he does a photo shoot and stuff, he always shakes hands with the lighting crew, the, you know, not just the photographer. He goes beyond the expectation so that they remember him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that's, again, you know, you want to treat this as a business. You only have that one opportunity to make, you know, obviously a really good, you know, reputation for yourself. And believe me, that goes a long way. And you know, Ian, in this business, everything is about referrals. You wow one photographer, they're going to tell the next person, you know, and the next person. And like even working with Robert Reif, if he loves you, he'll put you on his next campaign.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's really, this fitness world is so small, you know, that you really, really, when you're out there, you want to just, you know, like I said, treat it like your best day and treat it like you're going to, one small job, you know, moves to a bigger job.
Well, and that's just it. Yes, building that book of work. And I don't mean like a book of pictures, but the total book of work. The total book of work. I got a little taste of the Porky Pig there going on. But yeah, the total book of work. And utilizing that momentum to make bigger waves.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So now we've talked a bit about how to network, how to submit, and what kind of information to submit. Now, if someone hasn't been picked up yet by an agent or manager, what would they do to try to find their way into the magazine? How would they submit to the magazine?
The best way is, you know, like, you know, most people, you know, they either find out who the contracted photographers are,
mm-hmm.
You know, and if that doesn't work, if they can't figure that out on their own, you can pretty much go into the magazines and see who they are just by looking at the credits, but, or emailing the editors themselves, you know, and if that is like, then they will call the contracted photographers. It's probably the best way I can say to do it. And that's another thing in this business. Don't take no for an answer. If you really believe in yourself, don't give up. You know, try every avenue. That's how I started. I didn't know anything in this business. I was in sales when I met James, and he wasn't doing really well when he first came out here. And I just, as a friend, was like, okay, well, I want to help him. And, you know, I didn't know much about fitness at all. And I just started looking in the magazines and figuring out who to submit to and who to call, and that's how I ended up in this business 7 years later. So, determination.
Well, and then when you're contacting these creative directors or editors or whoever it may be trying to get into the photographers, I think it's also important to throw in a couple pictures and a very brief email, such as, this is who I am, I respect this about your work, and I'd love to have an opportunity to work with you in the future. Here are some snaps for consideration, or something like that. Is that how you would put it?
Yeah, you have. Yeah, definitely. I'm sorry if I didn't make that clear. Yeah, definitely have to, you know, send pictures, you know, because otherwise they're, you know, and they usually, honestly, my best thing nowadays, especially, you can send a professional picture, but I would always, 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 like Adam said, to send a digital of what they look like currently, because
mm-hmm.
it will save yourself a lot of time, because that's something that they will ask, especially if they're in a different state.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll save yourself a lot of time and also show you that you're organized and that you're ready to go. You know, because, you know, these covers and these magazines, if they want you, they don't give you a month. They'll tell you they want you in a week, and you better be in shape.
A week? Boy, I'd love to have a week's notice. I mean, with the muscle and fitness gig, I had 21 hours notice. Muscle and performance recently was 36 hours. And I've had shorter than that. One time I had a 10 p.m. notice for a 10 a.m. the next day. So, yeah, you're right. You need to be ready. And, you know, you mentioned before about maintaining relationships. And, of course, Robert Reif is a well-known photographer. He's been in the industry forever. And I shot with him for Muscle and Performance on my first round with them and just shot with him again for reps recently. And it was maintaining that relationship. But I say all that to say this. He asked me if I was in shape, which, of course, I'm always shoot ready. So I said I was driving at the time. Of course, I pulled over so as to text safely. And I texted him, as soon as I get to the gym, I'll send you a snap. So that was one of those, this is my current condition shots. And you need to be able to do that and make sure. It's so easy to do now with the smartphones that there's no excuse for someone not to be able to send a quick snap when needed.
My favorite story is that a female fitness model, I needed a quick snapshot of her, and she was actually at a park enjoying herself. I think it was over at Disneyland, and she actually went out of the park, went in between the buses, and took off her clothes and was in her underwear and took a picture for me and sent it to me. And honestly, that wowed me so much. I was like, oh my gosh, you know, but it wowed me that she was like, you know what, okay, I want to show you I'm ready. You know, and she got it. And it was actually Koya Webb. She got Muscle Performance.
Very nice. Well, and that's what it takes sometimes. I mean, it takes standing between two buses and ripping your clothes off and having a snap and missing your day at Disneyland. I mean, that's just how it is. I always envision my first cover coming from that sort of activity, so I got to make sure I'm at Disneyland soon.
Yeah.
Now, where can people find you, Renee, if they want to reach out to you and possibly submit for management?
Yeah, they can find me on Facebook. It's under Renee. I think it's facebook.com, Renee.Watrova. And if not, you know, they can always email me. They can email me at, let's see, my easiest probably one is Renee@360promonetwork.com. And yeah, just, you know, submit me pictures and, you know, a short bio about yourself and, you know, what area you're in. You know, it's easier for me to work with people in California, but that doesn't mean that I haven't helped people across the country. But, yeah, you know, just, you know, and especially if you're referred by somebody, you know, just put it in the subject line. And if I don't get back to you right away, I apologize. I get, you know, hundreds and hundreds of emails a day, and I know that, you know, it takes me some time to get back to people. But if I'm really, really, really interested in you, you'll hear from me right away.
Yeah, that's why it took me 4 months to reach you, but that's okay. I'm not bitter. I'm okay with that.
I like Casey. I'm still not interested in you, Ryan.
No, it's okay. It's quite all right. I've accepted that. And for our listeners, just so you know, if you're trying to look up Renee, it's Renee Watroba, Watroba. That way, I mean, Renee, I know you know this, but some people spell it differently, and we want these people to be able to find you.
I know. I have to find somebody like with the name Adams. But yes, it's Watroba.
There we go. Wow, that helps immensely. Now I know who the hell I'm talking to. I was lost this whole time.
Well, like I said, I can remember who I'm talking to. I'm looking at a Skype picture of your muscles and Ian Lauer underneath it. So it makes me want to go work out.
Well, you know, like I told you, I just pasted my head over James Ellis's abs and over Matt Krishner's shoulders and over Bobby Asher's chest. I've compiled the perfect man, but I messed it up by putting my face on it. So there you go. That's the whole story. But for our listeners, I won't subject them to any more of my babblings. Any final words, Renee?
I just want to tell you that you are definitely one of my favorite people in the world, and you are definitely a person of perseverance, and you've come so far from the day that I met you, and I want to thank you, you know, for always being so wonderful to me, and, you know, showing people that, you know, anybody that has determination and has perseverance can do this, and, you know, you don't always have to take the front door, you can always take the back door as well, you know, there's so many different ways to get into this industry, and you know, there's a few times you've heard no, but you never gave up. And thank you for, you know, helping people out, you know, giving people a voice. I'm so happy with you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I mean, when you're challenged with a mug like mine and love handles like I carry year round, I mean, you have to do what you have to do. You have to persevere. So
obviously, yeah. You're doing pretty well. Have you looked at your girlfriend lately? Obviously, you're not that unattractive, Ian.
Well, you know, I do what I can. It's, I guess, the gift of gab. But again, though, thank you so much for joining us here on the show, Renee. A lot of great insight, and I think between the talk with Adam and the talk with you, our listeners will have a lot to think about and know what they need to do to get started in the industry.
That's awesome. And like I said, email me if you guys want to, and if you want just referrals on agencies and people I've worked with, then go ahead and do it. I would rather help you than you just sit around and not know what to do. So.
And one more time, that email address for our listeners?
Yeah, it's, I'll be slower with it. It's Renee, R-E-N-E-E, at 360promonetwork.com.
Excellent. Well, Renee, great having you on the show tonight. And for our listeners, thank you so much for joining us here again at Physique Star Radio. And make sure you tune back in next time for the next episode.
This has been another episode of Physique Star Radio, exclusively on RxMuscle.com. Be sure to visit Myotropics.com for the most innovative physique nutrition supplements available today.